On Friday, I received a call from one of my church family members who is very, very close with our Amish friends and neighbors, and they reached out to me in tears that there was a horrible accident that morning, and that Irvin and his son and then Malin's two girls were killed, and there were multiple people in the hospital. And so, of course, we started our prayer chain for the families, which we do here at our church. And then over the course of the next 2 days, I received multiple calls from people in Delaware County and the community saying, "Pastor, what can we do? How can we help?" And so on Sunday, I said, "Well, yeah, I was friends with Irvin, and I knew him well. But I'm also friends with Amos, who's the head of that community, but not as close as these church members are." And so I asked them to reach out to the head of the Amish community and see if there was anything that we could do, and to call me back Sunday night. And so they called me back Sunday night and said they've been inundated with food and all kinds of other things. And they told me that even though they wouldn't come out and actually say it, they can definitely use some financial support and help. And so they had gotten permission for our church to do some fundraising to help them out. And so that's when I put the post on Facebook. And then my treasurer at the church said, "Why don't we start a GoFundMe page?" And I said, "I've never done it before." She goes, "It's not hard. Well, I'll get it set up." And within, like, it was 4 hours, we had reached our $2,500 goal. And she goes, "What do we do?" I said, "Well, let's just keep increasing it. And whatever we can give these families, we'll give to them."